staples on the side and the open, wide open space.
Hallway between it.
Was there any other type of grain besides corn that was stored anywhere?
Not around here that I know of. It's just very recently that some people have planted wheat.
And soybeans.
And soybeans, but that's all real recent.
I see.
Oats, I guess they did way back.
Yeah, but they didn't harvest them much.
Oh, no.
They just turned the cattle and things in on the oats to eat out in the field. Oh, and I tell you something they used to get.
Velvet beans. They used to plant velvet beans in with the corn.
And then they'd pick those old beans, and they were the stinginest things you have ever seen in your life. They would sting the fire out of you, and then they would feed those to the cattle in the wintertime, the velvet beans. Hmm. Yeah, I remember those now.
Are those not growing much anymore?
No, I don't think anybody grows velvet beans anymore. They run like kudzu vine. You know about that?
Know about kudzu. So those velvet beans were strictly for the cattle?
Yeah.
The reason I ask you about whether any other grain was stored, I was interested in whether you've ever heard of any kind of building for storing other grain called a granary?
Mm-mm.
Not familiar with that. You were talking about the hayloft and that kind of thing. Used to, after the farmer got through cutting his hay, instead of baling it, he might just...
That's something. You just throwed it in. You didn't put it in bales.
Did farmers around here ever pile it up in the field instead of baling
no,
it?
No, they always brought it in. Mm-hmm. Put it in inside. God, it rained so much, they.
So you didn't?
It would ruin it if you didn't, if you left it out in the weather.
So you didn't see big stacks out in the field or anything like that? I was thinking, they did do that where I'm from, but you don't see it around much anymore. Have these big haystacks out in the field?
Yeah, well, you've seen pictures of that and all, but. I didn't do that around here.
They just went right to the loft.
Mm-hmm. After it dried, they put it in the loft.
I haven't been down here long enough to know yet, but sometimes you'll see, I don't know if you have it around here or not, but you'll see these shelters for the hay.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a place other than the barn where you might keep your hay outside. And it might just be, say, four poles and some kind of a roof to it. And you put your hay under that. Do y'all have something like that around here?
Mm-mm. Yeah, everybody would put it inside somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a place that was used strictly for keeping, say, your cows? Maybe if you wanted to put your cow somewhere in bad weather, where would you be? Where would you put them if you wanted to keep them inside?
Well, if you had a whole bunch of them?
Well,
we used to have, all we ever had was about one milk cow.
I see.
And we'd shut it up, her up in the stable, stall, but. Usually they just left them out because you see we never did have such very cold weather and they just stayed outside.
Did you ever hear of anything called a cow barn or cow shed, something like that?